I'm Anthony Wright, and I'm your host today on Attunement. My guest today is philosopher, psychologist, and cultural historian Richard Tarnas.
Archetypal astrology seems to have provided, unexpectedly, a kind of Rosetta Stone for the understanding of the psyche. The correlations of the planets with the particular kinds of experiences people have in the unfolding of life, and with the psychological dynamics and even psychopathology and with therapeutic breakthroughs and so forth, is so consistent and so precise, it has convinced us that in the future, like future textbooks of psychology, will look back on 20th century modern psychologists working without the aid of astrology as being very much like medieval astronomers working without the aid of the telescope.
Richard Tarnas was born in 1950 in Geneva, Switzerland, of American parents. He grew up in Michigan, where he studied Greek, Latin, and the classics under the Jesuits. In 1968, he entered Harvard, where he studied Western intellectual and cultural history and death psychology, graduating with an A.B. cum laude in 1972. For 10 years, he lived and worked at Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California, studying with Joseph Campbell, Gregory Bateson, Houston Smith, and Stanislav Grof, and later served as Director of Programs in Education. He received his Ph.D. from Saybrook Institute in 1976. From 1980 to 1990, he wrote The Passion of the Western Mind, a narrative history of Western thought which became a bestseller and continues to be a widely used text in universities throughout the world. He is the founding director of the graduate program in Philosophy, Cosmology, and Consciousness at the California Institute of Integral Studies in San Francisco, where he currently teaches. He also teaches on the faculty of the Pacifica Graduate Institute in Santa Barbara, and gives many public lectures and workshops in the U.S. and abroad. You've written two remarkable books, The Passion of the Western Mind and Cosmos and Psyche, and I'd like to talk, first of all, about Passion of the Western Mind. And I wanted to ask if your time at Jesuit High School and at Harvard really impelled you to go through the cultural history that you did in Passion of the Western Mind.
Oh, I think that they played a huge role